Hey everyone, welcome back. You know, I love a good historical fiction novel. And I just finished one that I think you'll all really enjoy. It's about Boudica.
Oh yeah, I know that one. It's fantastic, right?
Yes. So good. And you know me, I always like to do a deep dive into the things I'm reading. But don't worry, no spoilers here. Just want to give you a taste of what makes this book so captivating.
Sounds good. I'm always up for a Boudica deep dive.
Okay, so right off the bat, the book starts with this really intriguing scene. Boudica has just become queen, and her mother gives her this silver necklace with an emerald pendant.
Interesting. I don't remember that from the history books.
Right? It's one of those details that makes you think, okay, there's something more to this necklace than meets the eye, and the emerald, it matches Boudica's eyes perfectly.
Wow. So you can already tell it's going to be one of those symbolic objects that carries a lot of meaning throughout the story.
Exactly. Like a talisman. Or maybe even a foreshadowing of things to come.
I love how this also weaves together historical facts with those little imaginative details. It really brings the story to life.
Doesn't it? And it makes you wonder, what's based on actual historical accounts? And what's the author's creative license?
Well, from what I remember, the author talks about that in her notes at the end. She did a ton of research, but also allowed herself some freedom to fill in the gaps.
Oh, that's cool. I always appreciate when authors do that. It gives you a sense of authenticity. But also lets the story breathe.
Totally. Okay, so we've got this emerald necklace. What else? What other scenes really stuck with you?
Okay, picture this Boudica is sparring with one of her
Wait,
warriors.
hold on. Boudica herself, like she's out there fighting.
Oh, yeah. She's not just some figurehead, she's a total badass.
That's awesome. I mean, it makes sense considering she led a rebellion against the Romans,
Yeah.
but you don't always see that side of her portrayed.
Right. And in this scene, she's totally holding her own against this seasoned warrior.
So it shows her strength, her leadership skill.
Absolutely. And the respect she commands from her tribe, like they see her as a true warrior queen.
I bet that was pretty rare for women in that time period.
Definitely. The author does a great job of highlighting that. Like Boudica is constantly challenging societal norms and expectations of what a woman should be.
Okay, so we've got the necklace, we've got Boudica the warrior queen. What else?
Well, there's also this whole mystical element to the story. Like there's one scene where Boudica goes on this journey through a forest.
A forest. Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
The descriptions are so vivid. It's like you're right there with her, smelling the damp earth, hearing the rustling leaves.
I love when authors can really transport you like that with their words.
And while she's in the forest, Boudica encounters this mysterious old woman.
Ooh, mysterious old woman. That sounds like trouble.
It's definitely a pivotal moment in the story. Let's just say it hints at Boudica's connection to the goddess Andraste.
Whoa, hold on, Andraste. Like the Celtic warrior goddess?
The one and only.
Okay, now I have to read this book. That's amazing. I love how the author is weaving in Celtic mythology.
It adds this whole other layer to the story, right? Like it's not just historical fiction, it's also tapping into the spiritual beliefs of the time.
Exactly. And, you know, the Celts were deeply connected to their gods and goddesses. So it makes sense that Andraste would play a role in Boudica's story.
Especially considering she was known for leading her people into battle.
Okay, so we've got the necklace, the warrior queen, the mysterious old woman, and Andraste. What else have you got for me?
Well, unfortunately, it's not all sunshine and roses. The book also doesn't shy away from the brutality of the Roman occupation.
Right. That was a dark period in British history.
Yeah, and you see how Boudica and her daughters suffer at the hands of the Romans.
I bet that was tough to read.
It was. It's definitely not for the faint of heart. But it really sets the stage for Boudica's desire for revenge and the rebellion that follows.
It's important to remember the historical context, right? Like
Yeah.
why Boudica ultimately decided to fight back.
Totally. And the author does a great job of conveying the anger and resentment that many Britons felt towards their Roman conquerors.
So we've got a powerful female leader facing oppression and injustice, and now a connection to the divine. It sounds like all the ingredients for an epic story.
It is. And we haven't even gotten to the battles yet, or the burning of Londinium.
Oh man, I can't wait to hear about that. But let's save that for next time. I think we've given our listeners enough to chew on for now.
Agreed. I don't give away too much, but hopefully we've piqued your curiosity.
Definitely. Okay, so last time we were talking about that scene where Boudica's sparring, right? Like she's a real warrior queen.
Yeah, it really sets the tone for her character. Like she's not afraid to get her hands dirty.
Definitely. And it shows how much respect she commands from her people.
Right. They see her as a leader who's willing to fight alongside them.
It's not just about her physical strength, though.
Right, totally. She's also incredibly smart. and strategic.
Like in that scene where she's planning the attack on the Romans.
Oh, yeah. She's using her knowledge of the terrain to her advantage.
Exactly. And she's rallying her tribe and other Celtic tribes to join her cause.
It's amazing how she's able to unite all these different groups of people.
It speaks to her charisma
Yeah.
and her ability to inspire others.
And her speeches. Oh, man. They give me chills just thinking about them.
I bet she's like a Celtic Joan of Arc.
Totally. She's fighting for her people, for their freedom.
Against incredible odds, too. Right, the Romans were a powerful force.
Yeah, but Boudica doesn't back down. She's determined to fight for what she believes in.
Even when things get really tough.
Like when she suffers that personal tragedy,
Oh, yeah, that part was heartbreaking.
it really shows the human cost of war.
And how even the strongest people can be vulnerable.
But Boudica doesn't let it break her. She uses her grief to fuel her fight.
It's almost like she becomes even more determined,
Right, like she has nothing left to lose.
which makes her even more dangerous to the Romans.
Oh, yeah. They definitely underestimate her.
And they pay the price for it.
Like in that scene where she burns Londinium to the ground.
Oh man, that's one of the most iconic moments in the book.
It's so powerful and
Oh,
symbolic.
like a real turning point in the rebellion.
And it shows just how far Boudica is willing to go to achieve victory.
But of course, it comes at a cost.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of bloodshed on both sides.
Which is something the author doesn't shy away from.
It makes the story all the more realistic and impactful.
Okay, so we've got Boudica, the warrior queen, the brilliant strategist, the grieving mother, and now the conqueror of Londinium. What else is there?
Well, we haven't even talked about her connection to the goddess Andraste yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You mentioned that earlier.
It's one of the most intriguing aspects of the book.
Like, how does that play out?
Well, let's just say that Andraste's presence is felt throughout the story.
In what way?
Like she appears to Boudica in visions and dreams.
Whoa, that's cool.
And she gives her guidance and strength.
So it's almost like Andraste is Boudica's protector.
In a way, yeah. But it's a complex relationship.
How so?
Well, Boudica is a strong-willed woman, and she doesn't always want to follow Andraste's instructions.
That makes sense. It's like a battle of wills between a mortal and a goddess.
Exactly. And it adds this whole other layer of conflict to the story.
I can't wait to see how it all unfolds.
Me too. But I think we should leave some things for our listeners to discover on their own.
Agreed. We don't want to spoil all the fun.
So let's just say that the ending is both satisfying and bittersweet.
Ooh, that sounds
It
intriguing.
is. It really makes you think about the legacy of Boudica and her rebellion.
And the impact it had on British history.
Exactly. So if you're looking for a historical fiction novel that's both action-packed and thought-provoking,
Then you definitely need to check this one out.
it's a real page-turner,
Yeah.
and I guarantee you won't be able to put it down.
And you know, we were talking about those battle scenes before. The way the author describes them, it's like you're right there in the thick of it.
I know. It's so visceral. You can practically smell the smoke and blood.
And hear the clash of steel, the screams of the wounded.
It's intense,
Yeah.
but also kind of terrifying.
Oh, definitely. And
Yeah.
it really brings home the brutality of ancient warfare.
But even in the midst of all that chaos, you still see Boudica's humanity.
How so?
Well, like when she sees her daughters on the battlefield.
Oh, yeah. That scene was tough.
It's heartbreaking. You can feel her torn between her duty to her people and her love for her children.
It's a decision no mother should ever have to make.
And the way she ultimately chooses to protect them, it's both powerful and selfless.
Yeah, sending them away with Ran, trusting in the gods to keep them safe.
Talk about a leap of faith.
It shows just how much Boudica believes in her destiny and in the power of Andraste.
And speaking of Andraste, that final battle scene where she appears to Boudica.
Whoa, hold on. Does Andraste actually show up, like in person?
I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say it's a moment that will stay with you long after you finish the book.
Okay, I'll take your word for it, but I'm even more curious now.
It's definitely one of those scenes that gives you chills.
So what happens next? Does Boudica win?
Well, as you know from history, the rebellion ultimately fails.
Right, but how does the author portray that?
It's both tragic and triumphant.
In what sense?
Well, Boudica fights bravely, but she's outnumbered and outmatched.
It's like David versus Goliath.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in the end, she makes the ultimate sacrifice.
Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting that.
But even in death, her spirit lives on.
That's powerful.
It is. It really makes you think about what it means to be a leader and a warrior.
And a mother.
Yeah, all of those things.
So even though it's a historical novel, it still feels relevant today.
Oh, absolutely. It's a story about courage, determination, and the fight for freedom.
Themes that are timeless.
Exactly. And I think that's why Boudica's story continues to resonate with people centuries later.
It's inspiring. It reminds us that even in the face of oppression, we can always choose to resist.
And that even the smallest act of defiance can have a ripple effect.
Totally. So yeah, I think we've done a pretty good job of convincing our listeners to check out this book.
I hope so. It's definitely one that will stay with you.
And if you have read it, let us know what you thought in the comments.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
And don't forget to subscribe, like this episode, and share it with your friends.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Boudica.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
See you soon.